We in here, y'all.
Hi, everybody.
We back again for another motherfucking episode of Horrible Decisions. I am one half of the hosts of this show, and I go by Mandy B, a.k.a. Pet the Stallion, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. Mandy Baskins, a.k.a. Dead Bitch.
Hi, I'm Wheezy. I'm going to practice my phone sex operator voice because that's technically a possible side hoe hustle. This voice that I'm doing right now is Kelly. And I don't know where she's from yet, but Ashley, what's yours?
I have a Heather voice.
Heather?
No, it's like, okay, hold on a second. Hi, my name is Heather.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is this what guys want to pay to hear that?
Yeah, they do.
Well, they want to pay to hear my voice.
I love your voice.
A little bit of rasp in it.
I love your voice.
So I'm going
to
be like,
oh, you want me to nut?
That's exactly what I'm going to be like. What up?
You going to bust that nut or what, nigga?
Just so y'all know, you guys hear a third voice in the mic. And guys, we have a repeat guest, one of the faves that we've had on the show. We are joined today with Ashley Chubby Bunny Baby.
Hi,
one of my favorite pages. I mean, it's funny because like I was reading that she put blogger and I'm like, what's her blog? But technically Instagram's a blog.
Yeah.
Bitch, I ain't gonna hold you. I can't get past a lot of your captions because it'd be like four paragraphs.
It's a blog. I know people
that
have longer ones.
She be cussing people out, but I like it.
I am not here for goddamn paragraphs. I hate it. So I'll be like, nah, bro.
Okay, but if I watch your lives, Mandy, you can
read
that. Okay. I be in your videos. I go through all your Instagrams. So I was like, she's having a great time.
You know what I mean?
There's a great meme online that says, if you see a long paragraph before a picture, it either means congratulations or sorry that happened to you.
That's about right.
No, but Ashley, if you guys don't know, she did one of our body positivity BBW episodes, mm-hmm. and it was really fun. And this time, we're not going to talk about the same shit, but I feel like Ashley...
Wait, it was Devil Dick Portal.
It was Devil Dick, but we also segued. Y'all were very good about handling that conversation. So
you
we
know
got a
what
lot
I mean?
Covered.
Okay, yeah. We did handle a lot. We handled a lot.
I wanted to talk about like top side hoe hustles today because everybody needs some extra cash, including anybody in this world, all of
exactly.
us. The billionaires that are in debt. Everybody.
The billionaires
but we need, I just felt like I wanted a third mic so we could go through this, and Ashley is perfect for it. So let's do a quick catch up. Mandy, what do you have?
I mean, I'm like just giddy. Oh, sorry, my ESPN app just went off.
You that know, could gotta, also be an gotta, athlete
it,
text
It could
messaging.
Be, but I'm keeping I mean, up with the niggas on the bubble. But not really. I don't know. I'm like super giddy. I don't know. Every time I talk about this boyfriend now, I just smile and like my cheeks hurt. So we're good. I went out of town and we shared like I miss you for the first time. So that was cute. And it's funny because my friend hit me and was like, so I had a dream, you know, that he wanted to restrict, you know, that he wanted to put some restrictions on you. Cause bitch, I've traveled every week for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
He knows I'd be around, you know, rich niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And my friends, he's met quite a few of them and they some hoes.
Yeah.
So, I guess, you know, we just kind of had the conversation cause I know my lifestyle is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny because my friend was like, yeah, so I had a dream that he wanted to put restrictions on you and all of your extra activities. And I sent it to him. I was like, look, my friend having a dream about us. And his response was just made me smile even more. He was like, you should let her know she confused restrictions with restraints. And was just basically like, you know, we talk about our boundaries mm-hmm. and I'm fine with everything you do. He's like, I'll let you know as soon as I have a problem with anything.
Yay.
And I'm just like,
boundaries are really good with any new relationship.
People wait till the end.
People wait till they're too far gone or wait till the problem arises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until they create boundaries, which.
That's good. I just like it too. So, shout out Glamazon Taomi. She came over my house to record. We recorded and we did like a 2-part episodes for period sis. And so we're sitting there talking and of course we're talking about sex and we're talking about relationships and stuff like that. And so I get into like, yeah, well, I don't even get to be dominant with him. And I like get into like this little funk because I am the most submissive that I have ever been with any partner
really,
with this nigga.
Really, how does that feel right now?
I be hating it, bitch.
Okay.
I be like, shit. So literally I'm on the couch like telling Taomi how much he dominates me. And here he goes getting in his back. He's like, well, I let you dominate. And I'm like, when? You don't let me dominate. Nigga, when do I dominate?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, when we go to the sex, well, not the sex beach, but when we go to the nude beach, mm-hmm. he was like, that's you taking me to an environment that you're very comfortable with, and I'm letting you be the leader.
Yeah.
When we went to the sex club, he was like, that's your environment. He's like, you also have brought me around a lot of your friends.
Did he let you play with people at the sex club?
Yeah, two of the girls.
Okay.
I didn't want any of the guys, which I think he thought I had my guard up. I think he low-key wants me to play with other guys.
I love that.
Yeah, so, like, it's just really dope because he's just like,
and
well.
And almost like you're sitting there and you're like, well, she wanted to. Like, do you feel the guilt? Yeah. I would feel guilt.
Well, so it's weird because throughout this podcast, we've, like, talked so much about swinging, opening, open relationships, poly, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy because as much as I've talked about, I love MMF and how it was fun. I don't know if I want to do it with him.
Really?
So I'm in this space where I'm just like, damn. Opposite.
That's the only person I want to do it with.
Yeah, there's stuff but that I just don't want to do.
I do really terrible things. Like, I'll see somebody out that I want to fuck, mm-hmm. and I don't think about fucking him alone. Yeah. I think about fucking him with my nigga every time.
That makes sense.
I'm like, oh my God, I want him to just come in the room and start and face fuck me. Like, I'll fucking masturbate about it, daydream about it. It's so weird. I don't know why.
Hell nah. I laid with him last night after he fucked the goddamn shit out of me, like, where I'm like, I'm leaned over the bed. I'm crouched. I'd be like, wait, I'm gonna get you your rag, but nigga, I gotta breathe first.
Yes.
And so I'd be like, and you want me to fuck you with someone else, and this is how you fuck me? Like, I can barely keep up with you.
Well, maybe he could just do, like, a half-beat juice day.
Here we go. Here we go with the
oh
shit.
Oh, my God.
What about you? What's going on? What's
oh, let me
you?
Tell y'all. Everything's great and the same as far as my love. And so let's talk about a bitch that needs another side hustle, and her name's Anushka.
Anushka.
Cunt, a Caucasian cunt.
Wow.
Wow, I was so
Anushka,
fucking mad.
Who is Anushka?
I'm going to tell you.
It is a Caucasian cunt.
It's not even horrible decisions related. This shit just happened to me, and it showed so much growth. I go shopping the other day because I needed an outfit for something very particular, mm-hmm. and I go to a store that I can't name because they reached out to me after I talked about it on my live. It's a very popular store, kind of hype beastie. There'd be a line outside, but I needed something in particular. So I go downstairs. I get this jacket. It's Comme des Garçons. It's $340. It's a trench coat. It's perfect fall piece. And it had a belt to go with it that was $40 or $60. I get to the register and this Caucasian cunt, Anushka, said,
oh my God.
She goes, is that all today? I was like, yeah. And so she takes the jacket and she goes, this is not $60. Did you know this wasn't $60? And I'm like, what? Because I was confused. I thought maybe she was going to say the belt was on sale. Yeah, the belt is $60, but the jacket is $340. So I don't know
but
if you knew.
You knew that, though.
Yes, I knew that.
Why would you bring that up, like, bring the coat up there and be like, hey, guys. Like,
the same way when you go out to eat, if you go to order another drink, they got to let you know. So it's not free refill.
It's going
to
be another.
Yeah, it's going to be another.
I hate when they do that. That feels
I hate
personal.
It. It does feel personal.
I just want to say.
You thirsty bitch.
To the Caucasian cunts that listen to this show, I only can name Shannon. There's really not another one.
There's a lot of them, bro. I'm sure there's some Ashleys
fun.
And Barbaras and shit.
Oh, my God. My name's Ashley.
Oh, I mean, but Ashley.
I have a very Caucasian cunt name. I lean into it.
The reason I'm using the term Caucasian cunt so abrasively is because I felt like she threw it at me.
Yeah.
So here's what happened.
She threw her Caucasian cunt at you.
I immediately am about to start going off about how I have money. And then I thought, let me relax. I said, you know what? Do you guys work on commission?
Oh my God, you had your pretty woman moment.
Oh, bitch, she goes, well, we do and we don't. I said, but what do you mean?
I've always wanted this.
I did it better.
Okay.
She goes, well, we do, but it has to be over 500. I was like, oh, I'm only at like 4-something. She's like, yeah. I was like, you know what? I actually wanted some Air Max in a 7.5. Can you go get them for me?
Mm-hmm.
She takes about 10 or 15 minutes because apparently they were really hard to find and da-da-da. She comes back almost sweating like, oh, I had to go get it, da-da-da. I was like, thank you so much. Can you hand it to me? Let me take it.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. There was a black girl that was helping someone else
oh my God, yes.
across the store.
Mm.
And I walked over to her with my things worth $500. And she's like, do you need help? I was like, oh, yeah, I just need you to ring me up because Anushka's unable to do so. And she's looking at me, Anushka, and she's like, what the fuck's going on? So the black girl started laughing. And I mean, she had a mask on, but I could you were laughing.
Oh, Jesus.
So anyway, she fucking finishes with her client. She starts helping me. She actually had nothing, but I could tell she's trying to laugh. So then Anushka goes, oh, my associate ID is 345. I said, oh, she doesn't need it, honey. She doesn't need it.
Oh.
So now the black girl want to be petty, too, because she already could tell how upset I am. She's like, you know what? We got some real cute rings. Cause I see you like rings. Let me go take. I said, girl, take me to get them. bitch, the rings were like $80. I didn't even really want to spend it, but I bought it. I was like, what else can you get me? Yes. What else can you do? So she starts showing me this jacket, right, that I don't want to see. But I noticed that Anushka's standing by purses. I was like, show me those bags, please.
Yes. Oh, you're petty.
Rushed by. Now Anushka's helping someone else, right? She's trying on a top.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why I tapped the black girl. I was like, what do you think? Give your expert opinion. I love it. Do you like it?
Yes.
Or what do you think? This bitch wanted to kill me, honey. Anyway, my total came to about $800-something. And I just want to say, did I expect to spend that? No. But the feeling of fucking this bitch over was absolutely amazing.
And then you redistributed that wealth to another black
family. I really did.
You know what I mean?
Because at first I thought, I'm not going to shop at this store anymore. Yeah. But then I was like, she's just a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck her. And I really want to write a Yelp review about it, but instead, when I get confirmation that I can drop this story, y'all, because they hit me up about my experience, I'm going to tell you that black girl's name. She was fun. She had a little, what's this thing called?
Septum.
A little septum piercing. You know, she was a little eclectic black bitch. And I'm telling you, I'll fuck with her. I was like, you listen to horrible decisions. I'm going to talk about you.
Yes. Hello. Hi there.
So anyway, that was my pretty woman moment.
I love
Big mistake.
Huge.
Big mistake.
I would have still said that on the way out.
I forgot she said huge.
Yes, I would have said it on the way out.
Oh, bitch, I had to go have her get them sneakers, too. And I know she was so upset. She kept walking by the register to see if the girl put her ID number.
See.
I said, now, honey, when you email me this receipt, if I don't see your motherfucking name, I'm returning the shit. She was like, all right.
All right.
How has quarantine been for you, Ashley?
Oh, my God. All of my little long posts that y'all have been ignoring.
I know.
We got to talk about one that you do that people are kind of like, blah, about.
My favorite people ever. One of my faves. Ian, y'all have heard me talk about my stocks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Market's back up. We were in the red a few weeks ago. And guess what? Ian hit up the group chat and was like, y'all need to be getting rich. Get these Tesla stocks for the low. That's what I get now that I'm a part of the Red Panda Stock Club. Oh my God, Ian, I hate that fucking name, but whatever. It saves me money and makes me money. So, our horrible decisions listeners get half off of Ian's club. The master investor is Ian. That's who I'm talking about. It is a black-owned company. Black dude. He's fire. He's smart. He got me rich. I'm, by the way, rich broke. I don't mean rich, rich. I ain't trying to sell a false pretense. I'm just saying the nigga got my shit up. Right now, my portfolio is up 25%. I love it. I've got some in savings and some with Ian. He is super helpful, loves helping black people, especially women. I think he got a little hoe in him. But anyway, like I said, in the description of the show notes, there's a link you're going to click that's going to take you to his site and it's going to be half off. Now, if you aren't sold by that yet, okay, if you don't want to join his stock club, check Ian out on Market Mondays. He's on YouTube. He's a podcast now and he does it with Earn Your Leisure. They are so helpful, they are so smart, and they really want to help us get our finances together. Don't just invest in yourself, invest in niggas that got money. Apple and Tesla got more money than me. I'm going to get a little cut of the shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm a shareholder now. And not to mention, I'm not reading a chart. I'm not doing anything. I don't want to do shit. That's why I'm part of the stock club. So thank you so much. Do the work for me, Ian. Let him do the work for you. And let's enjoy horrible decisions, baby.
You always post when you're on Bumble or Tinder,
yeah,
when guys ask you, do you have roommates or not?
Oh my God, you just saw that?
But you've done it a lot.
I have.
And I saw some people be like, oh, you take stuff too personal, some fake page. But
I blocked them. I don't know who that was, but I was like, I don't engage with burner
but
accounts.
But I'm always interested in what people think, because when men have asked me that, I didn't necessarily think creepy immediately, mm-hmm, but you made a great point. Tell us why it's so creepy for a guy to ask us if we live alone. And
well, first of all, pre-COVID, that was a very popular question. And as someone that does have roommates, I understand, like, being able to be courteous of that situation and be like, oh, well, if I come over. But I'm just like, that's if we get further into the conversation. These are questions that are happening pretty early on. Like, there's not a rapport yet. So I'm just like, why are you concerned? Like, I calm down about the where do you live thing. Cause I'm like, if you see on the app, like I'm a little bit away from, like you could,
right,
I'm in your vicinity.
I think it's so much of a New York thing.
I do too.
This is a New York thing.
It is like a New York thing, but like at the same time, I don't ask men if they live by themselves. Even when I was in college, I didn't, like, I was fucking, I had roommates, like,
but
it wasn't.
Do you know what? We, I think, take offense to it, but it's crazy because you even saying you don't ask men if they have roommates, that's something where I think technically, as women, we should know if we're walking into a house with
I don't bring it up because I'm not presumptuous enough to think that that's where this is going necessarily. Mm. And like the excuses that I've been getting is like, this is a hookup app. I'm like, yeah, but this app also is for people that want to meet friends. I know people that have got married on this app. So either way, even if it is a hookup, why don't we get to that point first before we set up logistics? Because you're already out the gate being like, do you live by yourself?
So let me tell you the tweet and let me know if you agree with it. So there's a tweet that went viral this week.
Yeah.
And it said that when you live in New York and a guy spends the night over your house two nights in a row, you think he really likes you. Little do you know, he's just trying to get away from his mama and aunties and cousins.
Or they don't have a home. Or they don't have a home.
I've so niggas really too. Just be trying to spend the night and be niggas all be up in your shit. They do.
Yeah, they do.
Homosexuals up here in New York.
I don't think, where do you, cause I want to know, like, are you in the Village? Are you in Bed-Stuy?
Okay, that's why I said I calm down about that. But when you're like,
alone or roommates, I get it.
Yeah, cause like, it's just, also as someone that's recently had to deal with like, being like assaulted, like I don't really want to share that information with a stranger man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, and so, the content, like, I can't believe you asked about that, because I was literally in the car, like, responding to this person that, like, I really like, so I'm kind of disappointed that.
Because you've posted, like, I think you've maybe posted different swipes of it.
These
like
are
15.
All different people.
Yeah.
These are all different people, and I'm just like, this is not the same conversation.
I think niggas don't know what to say either. So, the where do you like, live yeah. is a good, like, oh, yeah, Williamsburg, do you go to the water?
Oh, yeah, because as soon as a nigga tell me he live in Brooklyn or somewhere far, I'm like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to be uptown, New Rochelle, Yonkers. Like, nigga, if you say Brooklyn, it's gonna take me an hour and a half to get to you.
But also, why are you not asking me to meet in a public place first?
Valid.
Why are we leaving that
COVID?
Yeah.
So I want to ask you that.
Also, there's people outside. It's bumping in Brooklyn, but everybody's outside with masks. And it's just like, I've actually been asked by people, do you want to go get a drink outside? Cause like, they're asking for park dates and stuff. So like, they're getting creative, but it's just like, there is an overwhelming amount of like men that are just like, do you live by yourself? Cause they're already presuming that they're allowed in my like personal home, my personal space.
I want y'all to listen to that because I really never took into account how creepy that was. And for men for that tip, and for Mandy's tip for women, definitely before you walk in the house, ask if someone else.
Yeah, I think you need, I think as women, yeah. like now that even just you bringing it up, like, well, out of respect, I don't care if he has roommates, which is fair, but as a woman, if you're dating and now you're going to his place, I think it's important to know, are you living with two,
they
three, four roommates? Am I going to walk into a living room of men? Like, you know,
I think it's weird because men usually volunteer that information.
Mm.
I've never had to ask because they volunteer that information. They're like, oh, well,
yeah, they feel like they had to after they done asked your ass.
No, because they want to fuck. So they
It's like always like, oh, my roommates or whatever the fuck, or I have roommates. And then they'll be like, what about your place? And it's like, okay, I heard some people saying, well, they're trying to figure out who's going to host. And I'm like, okay, but we're not at that part of the conversation yet. So that's where the disconnect is coming from. We're not even on the same page about how this is going to pan out yet. And you're already planning on my place being the place we're doing this.
So we have a lot of male listeners.
Mm-hmm.
For men who are on these apps, because right now, because a lot of us aren't leaving our houses, often a lot of people are swiping more than ever.
Yeah.
What would be your bit of advice for our male listeners as to how they approach going about asking about your living situation, or what time frame is that okay to ask?
Make sure you establish a rapport first. Cause like I said before, there wasn't like a thing where we were like already like, oh my God. And we've like been talking for a bit and then you ask. It was like very much like these are within the first couple of messages.
Mm.
So that's where I'm like, this is creepy because like we just swiped on each other. We just got past the me moving into my new place thing. And now you're like, well, do you live by yourself? Because those are the only ones that I posted because I have lots of screenshots in my phone. And like, these are the only ones that I could like find where they're all consistently asking me where I live because the other ones are buried and stuff because I have too many pictures. But it's just like, if you're like a cis man and you're fucking anybody that's not a cis man, you need to understand that there needs to be a little bit more of a time frame from when you ask that question. Because if y'all are both on the same page about it, say for instance, you're like on an app like Pure, where that's literally just
what's it called?
It's called Pure. And it's like it's like purely a hookup app because it used to have a timer where you had an hour to make a decision as to whether or not you're gonna fuck this person.
Excuse me?
Yes, it used to be a lot more like, you know.
Wait, what? It's called Pure?
It's called Pure.
P-U-R-E.
The CEO's a woman. And
it's, really? Yes. And it's literally an app where you have an hour to decide whether
not anymore. They're doing all these weird things to the UI. So
it has a really good rating.
Yeah. they're doing all these weird things to the UI. The only problem I have is that, like, it shows you people. You can't show your, you can't really change your location, like, search settings.
Okay.
It's just kind of like you put a ad up and everybody around you is just like, they can respond to you.
So kind of like Grindr.
It's like a straight grinder.
It's a straight grinder.
This app has 4.4 views out of 5 for an app that's very high. Because, remind you, technical issues and the actual content.
Yeah.
Here's one of the reviews, the top one. My best dates were with pure guys.
Yeah.
And I use a lot of dating apps. And this is my favorite. I meet all kinds of people. I'm a woman who's ready for adventure. Bitch, we need you a little hope.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I know what I want. Pure gives me the opportunity to get it.
Where is she located?
Because
that doesn't happen here.
Oh, it doesn't say.
I've never met really a good fuck on Pure.
Wait, it'd be bad fucks?
No, like, I've only met 2 people off of there, and I've been using that app for a while, and the second person that I actually had a good time with, I matched with him on Tinder before, and then saw him on Pure.
Ah.
And then he was like, oh, so now I know what you're looking for, and I was like, cool. And that was, like, one of the best sexual experiences I've ever had in my life.
She's still talking about using it during quarantine. She says, The thing is, women's desire works differently. Sorry for generalizing, but this is true. And if a man is up to sleep with someone right away, women make sure that they feel comfortable with this person, even if it's ons? One night stands.
Yeah.
As long as we respect each other and the boundaries, I've been having an amazing experience. The times are strange considering Corona, but we keep it all fun and we stay having safe chats on the app and find our creative ways. I'm up for any adventure on Pure without leaving the house.
But where is, like, she at, though? Because here, they're just like, they ask the do you live by yourself thing, too. But I'm like, do you even know if I want to fuck you yet?
But if you're on Pure, don't you want
to fuck?
I do want to fuck, because that's the thing. I do want to fuck if I'm on Pure. But it's just like, but even if we, like, match, you still have to, like, put in some work. You have to, like, show me that this is going to be
something that's mutually beneficial. How does a guy put in work without, like, going about taking you out to eat?
Well, if I'm on Pure, you don't have to do all of that, because I'm like, I literally go to that when I'm just like, you know what? I just want to have like some dick come over or whatever. But at least,
and what,
like,
what is him putting in work then?
Him is like, you know, I don't understand why flirting is taking out of the equation. I don't know why we're going immediately to show me your tits. Do you want to see my dick? Like,
I get you.
I have so many screenshots of that, and I'm just like,
more like, what are you looking for type of question?
Yeah, just ask me. You know, what kind of sexual experience? Cause I feel like on the other apps, everybody like assumes that they're hookup apps. And so they think that they don't have to respect the situation.
Right.
Pure is a hookup app, but you still have to like have a conversation with someone.
We are about to, someone's going to write us a home mail about fucking someone on this, and we need to meet that woman.
They do. The guy that I met on there met on Tinder and then on there, like, I had fun with him because he was really open-minded and kinky. Like, when we first met up in person, it was, like, after, like, 2 weeks of talking because he was, like, busy and he was a teacher. He spanked me in the bar bathroom.
Oh!
We were over in, like, the corner, and I had my little slutty little dress on, and, like, this was, like, last year before my birthday.
I was
birthday.
About to say, definitely pre-COVID.
Yeah. Like, it was definitely pre-COVID.
That's hot. We were in
the corner drinking, and like he was rubbing on my legs, and I was just like, I've never done anything like this before. I've like this so like flirty and sexy in front of people. And then I asked him, I was like, can I ask you something? And he was like, I was like, can you spank me in the bathroom? And he was like, okay. And then we went in the bathroom, and it was just like, I felt like I was like in a movie or something, because he was literally, it was just so hot that he was like grabbing me and spanking
that's movie
me
shit,
and
though.
Like, yeah, I'm like,
that's the shit.
And then like before he left, go to the bathroom to do drugs.
And then before he left, he was like, okay, so the next time we're gonna see each other is Sunday, and I'm gonna leave right now, and then you leave after me. And I was like, okay. And then so I left, and I was like,
but when I sucked dick in the hot in the bathroom, it wasn't hot.
Goodbye.
It was on the toilet.
I mean, it wasn't on the toilet. He was sitting on it. But like, I sucked his dick. Damn, but you made it seem like
you were sitting on the toilet.
No, he was sitting on the toilet.
Was there a lid?
I don't remember. I think so. It was a hotel bathroom. It was clean. It looked clean.
So why are you doing
it? Right, it wasn't a bar bathroom. Like, you know what it was?
I'm in a bar bathroom.
Your story is hot. Mine is at least a... Yeah. It was the fucking...
Mandy, the way Mandy told the story did not match the video I saw.
The video
she
was
went
hot.
To a spin class in the hotel next door. She had a meter in the public bathroom and she sucked his dick on
the
toilet.
Yeah, but it was a lobby bathroom video. And it was cute. It was a nice little
It was something about the toilet. It's the toilet for me.
Bitch.
It's the toilet for me.
Wow.
Okay. Let's jump into vanilla shit because this one, hot fucking mess.
Hot ass mess.
Masika Kalisha, who honestly, I've been a fan of because she's been talking about her stock investing. I'm like, yo, I love like influencer.
Also, I
like
think she was fine as hell. Too.
She, I mean, I'm,
she, She cool.
First season, Love and Hip Hop. Was she on Atlanta or Miami?
I'm not gonna lie. Atlanta. She does that. Yeah, nah. She was fine. Yeah, but she done touched her face. I don't like.
No, Hollywood.
I don't like when the lips. So? I'm cool.
Do you remember where her and Nikki had that problem because they was both fucking that dude? And you see how fine she, like that outfit, that orange outfit she had on when she went to the apartment.
She used to live in Atlanta when I lived in Atlanta. This was like 2009. Dope. Cause she had like real abs. Her body was banging.
Yeah.
To me now, it's just been touched too much for me.
Her breasts.
Like the breasts. Yeah. I don't think her.
It's been put on top of the muscle.
I think she's had lipo over her abs that she had at one point. Her lips. I don't know.
Maybe I'm just thinking of like her in clothes. I don't know.
But
if you guys don't know who she is, she's a Love & Hip Hop star.
Yeah.
Popular. I think she had a kid with Fetty Wap. A lot of people know her from that. But. Yep. I don't know when this is coming out, but oh my God, this shit was trash.
It was so trash. I'm so weirded out that you sent that to me immediately. I just got done commenting on that.
I knew you was about to spaz. So she posted a fake kidnapping video to promote her OnlyFans. Now, I just want to play a little bit of this sound because it wasn't even good acting.
It was so bad.
And that's what made it. I'm sorry. Hold on.
I don't know how much time I have. I got beat really bad. And they're coming. They said that you guys have to leave me tips and follow me so they can take the money, or they're not gonna let me go.
Now that I got your attention, I wanted to talk about something very important. I'm sorry if I scared you, but sometimes you need that shock factor. I'm on set right now filming for my new show.
I got beat up. She's literally in lingerie. She has bruises on her ass.
She has bruises on her face as well.
And a black eye.
Yes.
I've been kidnapped. I'm in a warehouse somewhere. I don't know where. I'm so scared. They took all my money and they want more. Please help me. Click the link in my bio and subscribe to my OnlyFans and tip me so they'll let me go. They're coming. Now, she's crying. She has bruises all over her body. She talks about how she's in a warehouse. Niggas start flipping out, and then 10 minutes later.
10 minutes. Because mind you, by this time had already made the shade room.
Oh,
and people
she had
like,
the black
yeah.
owned nerve.
She sent yeah, me the, say. She immediately, she immediately sent me the update video.
I got your attention. I wanted to talk about something very important. I'm sorry if I scared you, but. Sometimes you need that shock factor.
Girl, please.
It's giving me very.
How can I switch this up, Vi?
No, it's giving me very when Snoop Dogg tried to act like him getting caught up with that girl was a part of a show that we never saw.
Oh, I know exactly. Yeah.
Clout Chasers.
Yeah.
He made up an entire show. It was like, oh, this is for clout chasing.
Because he's married. Yeah. He's married with children. Yeah.
I mean, it was so uncomfortable to watch that, particularly obviously because black sex trafficking victims, high concentration in Atlanta. We were just talking about Atlanta. Like,
did y'all see the thing that happened in Milwaukee?
No.
Okay. So recently, and this is probably like the last month and a half, there was a home in Milwaukee that was in this black neighborhood that the residents noticed a lot of like the younger children, more specifically young black girls, were missing.
Okay.
They called the police. The police would never do anything. And so the neighborhood basically got together and were like, we're going to storm this house. And so while they go to the house, they're like filming and you can see police officers going into the house and sneaking people out.
So
now they have riot police showing up because now the crowd is getting bigger because they're like, we need to get the girls out of there. We think the girls are in there. Then after the police have escorted, you can see, I think the video might still be available. After they sneak the people out, the people go in the house and find all of this child stuff. They find paperwork talking about who's having sex with who, how many times they are.
Excuse me? It's
literally set up like there's beds everywhere and there's children's clothing. Aww. So nobody knows who lit the house on fire. They think the police did it to like so that nobody else would get more into it. But it's just like this community had to take it into their own hands to find these people. They actually found these kids.
Wow.
The police weren't finding them. And it's just like because... Like, it's just so tone deaf of her to do something like that because not only is that still fresh, but like y'all were talking about the sex trafficking thing, especially with black women, is so fucking
so
real.
Girls are pulling their hair out in Ubers as DNA.
Yeah. Like, no, I mean, it's to the point now as well, like, where Ubers and Lyfts are like doing things to protect you more because those apps were being used for sex trafficking.
You see all the ads?
And people like are now warned to make sure you look at the tag number, make sure you verify that this is your driver.
The TikTok videos of the conversations where you can pretend like you're having a conversation.
Oh, you can pretend like you're having a conversation. Yeah, it's so sad that we have to go through these measures.
Yeah.
There's also something right now, and guys, I'll post it on the Patreon. There's a TikTok now that a woman made, but basically, something to where you share a folder with one person that you trust. And it literally includes everyone that you're either currently fucking, that you're talking to, the passwords to your social medias, things like that, because this takes a lot of time normally for cops to get access to phones, especially because just of laws and privacy. And so what she's suggesting that women do is create this folder, give it to where one person knows where it's at, so that if you do go missing, you save the time and possibility of your safe return, because now the police has all of this access to see
who you're into for dating apps.
There's also
meeting somebody.
Yeah, have you seen that little the blue thing on there now?
What?
No.
Like if you're on Tinder, it has this option. There's like a little blue shield up in the corner where it's basically it's safety.
Oh.
And you turn it on.
How to deal with harassment.
Oh, yeah. And then it has it where if you go to their profile and you like swipe on them, it'll show that they had that in effect at the top of their profile when you swipe on them. Wow. So in the messages you can see. But also, like, it just goes to show, especially with all of this, how tone deaf she is if she thinks that that's something that she needs to do.
Oh, yeah. She's trash. She was trash a lot.
And then to say, like, I'm on set. And so it was like, girl.
Yeah.
Did you see what Jocelyn said? She was like, girl.
She's playing a sex victim, traffic victim.
I mean, it's like, obviously. Yeah, no. She wasn't trying to raise awareness, or you wouldn't have told us about the OnlyFans thing. Maybe she could have said, I was donating it. That shit would have still been a lie, but we would have taken it.
Right. And she didn't. She didn't at the foundation or organization that she claims that she was learning about this sex trafficking from, but.
That is beyond damage control.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Somebody sat in the room where her was like, bitch, put the robe on, cover the titties, and let's talk about an organization. Let me Google something. Sex trafficking nonprofit.
Somebody put that makeup on her.
Well, I do believe that she was filming for something.
Okay. Yeah.
I believe she was filming for something, because a lot of people are like, oh, she's in her bathroom. You guys don't, a movie set can be anything.
Yeah.
You can be in a house for a movie set. So I think she really was filming for something.
Possible.
What I do think was phony was, did you guys watch the whole apology tour video or no? There's a moment where someone comes in.
So oh, yeah. She's like, I'll be right there.
Here it is.
It just seemed a little staged.
I really
staged.
Felt like
it
she
seemed
was like,
a little staged.
Knock on the door. Let's get this going.
She was like, in five, like 35, like,
yeah, 35 seconds.
You gotta just own up to your dumb shit, dude. Like, I think that cancel culture, it's toxic, yes, but there's a deeper rooted thing with cancel culture, and it's, we did something wrong. Someone did something wrong. So just own it and be honest about it.
A deeper thing also with cancel culture is that's the only way a lot of times, especially marginalized people can exercise their power because of how we exist within capitalism. We vote with our dollar. People listen only with our dollar. And even when we're going to vote, which you should, but like that's something that also is swayed by dollars. So when you have a population of people that the only way that something's going to get across that it's incorrect because you have now broken a contract with our society. You've broken a social contract. You are now behaving in a way that harms people. Then I feel like if we want to say something about it, that's fine. But you also have the Republican National Convention running away with that and spinning this web and narrative of like cancel culture is so toxic and it's ruining everything because they don't want to put up. They don't want to like own up to their shit and having people point blank ask this man why he like is he gonna take responsibility for lying for everybody?
Did you see any of the clips? Well, let me tell you what I really thought about last night when I watched Melania Trump. I watch. They say
I hate this.
Okay,
she knows Anushka.
Oh my god, Melania! Like her accent, where and it was so strong. All I could think is. All of the people that vote for Trump, I feel like, are the kind of people that are, like, on the phone, like, give me someone from America. I can't understand you. And then she goes, it is critical that we vote Republic because everybody needs chance. If you think... thinking for me, oh, if y'all think
no,
I'm fucking
the best
around,
part, the best serious. Part was before. Did y'all see that she pretty much stole Michelle Obama's speech?
Oh yeah, that was again.
Few,
oh, well, they got her a check now. But if you think I'm bullshitting with her voice, it's real.
Peace and I have been able to highlight people,
programs.
Girl, if I'm not gonna lie, never mind.
She reads like she got her finger under each teleprompter. It is to highlight my husband and children. I am U.S. citizen too.
Cardi B's WAP is disgusting, but if you want,
did you see?
Look in my pussy.
How they were all losing. Listen. Ben Shapiro, are you kidding me?
Dude. Listen, when I tell you, I don't think I have ever seen a song make so many people upset and uncomfortable. And it's literally just like, what the entire fuck? And we've talked about this now. This, oh my God.
I've never seen so many white people upset. Melania could have an OnlyFans with the content that I've seen from her.
Exactly. And I think very good OnlyFans because we like Russia.
Yes. No, she's Slovenian. Yeah. So I have a hors d'oeuvre tip.
Hors d'oeuvre.
That I think that you guys are going to love. I've named it. I'm calling it the slap and slurp.
Okay.
The slap and suck. Okay. This is for men.
Slap and suck.
Okay. I guess you could do this too if you're wearing a strap. So when a woman is having an orgasm, this is a lot better in missionary, right?
Uh-huh.
So she's coming hard. She's enjoying the orgasm. You have to pull your dick or strap in and out, right? So like she's like feeling it a little bit more. That's why we have ribbed condoms, because of the sensation it'll get.
Yeah.
Now, what you do, like, right when the orgasm is coming to an end, how you can elongate it is you take your dick out and you slap it on the clit a little bit, and then you suck the cum out of the pussy. Literally,
like,
to keep the orgasm continuing, right? So you're fucking her, she's coming, whatever. Even if she's, like, touching her own clit to cum, which mm-hmm. I encourage all women to do. I feel like it's such bullshit to the male ego when girls feel like they can't do that.
Exactly.
Once she's, like, almost done coming, or like even done coming, mm-hmm. you slap the dick on there because it's like mad sensitive. Yeah. The clit's always like a little swollen, and then you just start sucking the shit out of the pussy.
I like how it feels when dicks get slapped on me.
Oh my God. Me
I do like
all
that.
It's heavy and shit.
It's so crazy because when you said it, my mind went actually.
You go slap you in your
else.
Face.
Well, no, like, so my partner does this thing, like, and he makes me orgasm like just a lot. I'd be shaking like a fucking lunatic.
Yes.
But what he'll do is, while I'm like shaking like I'm fucking having a seizure, he'll like start slapping my ass just like this.
Yes.
Like, so it's almost like flogging with his hand.
It's weird. It's like a little,
but it's like a thing.
And sensations like that you can have like right after an orgasm.
Oh my God,
where people
so
normally stop after an
it's
orgasm.
So good.
Women too, when a guy comes, they just stop.
I had a lover teach me a little bit of aftercare after that, because he was the one that was consistently, he's the one I first came from head to. He's the one that like first taught me like I have a G-spot orgasm. Like, he was like consistently doing different things to me, but like what he would do is that he would take his fingers and he would run them along my body while I was like finished.
I do that after, and I like the thighs for after like
yeah.
the dick.
And I've been doing that with like my recent lovers, and they're all like, they're like, I've never had this happen before. Cause like you said, everybody just comes and like passes out or like lays to the side or cuddles, but like they never do like the touch. Cause that's when your body's the most sensitive.
Cause it's still like, it's weird. Like, when you come, you know how you're laying there for a second breathing? Maybe you're not still coming, but it feels really good to like still have a sensation after, to where it's not
like
complete high and low. You know what I mean? But bitch, when I had that slap and suck, I was like, wow.
Oh, so your friend taught you and then you tried it.
I didn't say this didn't happen to me. Okay. Bitch, he ain't no friend.
But no, I mean, like, the girl was like, oh, my friend called me and told me she had cum sucked out of her pussy.
Oh no.
And like,
oh, that.
Yes.
Oh, I literally started thinking about her. Right when you said, yo, friend. So yo, I get a call Sunday morning at 8 a.m. from a girl I really don't talk to that often. And she called
she
me.
Don't claim you.
And I was like, wow, something must be wrong with this bitch calling me. I'm like, hello. She's like, I don't know who else to talk to right now. I don't know who else to talk to. Now, when she's saying that, I really think something's wrong.
Oh, no.
I was like, you're pregnant. Immediate thoughts. It's just like emergency every time. When do we get rid of it? So.
Nah, she needed to explain this orgasm to another
like,
hoe.
I honestly like, I came. He took his whole mouth and sucked my pussy. He sucked the cum out of my pussy. Have you ever had that happen to you? Mind you, again, it's Sunday.
The Lord's Day. Got you.
And I'm just like,
everybody at church.
You know what I mean?
So now I'm annoyed that she like calling me, and I'm like, you know what?
Try to rub it in my face.
Let me celebrate this for a second.
Yeah.
This is a really nice moment for you.
Yeah.
And she's still breathing really heavy, right? And I'm like, I just need to know, is he still there?
She's like, yeah.
She's like, yeah. But I just had to call you. And I feel like I've been missing something. And I'm like, have you come before, bitch? She's like, there's something about when he sucked the cum out of my pussy. She said it four times.
Oh my God.
The call lasted 3 minutes and it was literally her just needing to share it to the world. And I don't know if I can share this story, so I won't say her name, but bitch. It's just funny because it's like she realized why I'm a hoe.
I love that. I love when that happens. I have friends do that all the time. It's like, oh my God, he just left. Girl.
Same, girl.
Like,
oh, I got to talk. I got to talk about it.
Is that about me first?
When dick is good, I told you I used to sing for it. So I want to give, to my own hors d'oeuvre. And my partner did it recently and it was like the newest thing. I mean, it was so weird because it's so simple, but something that he did, and mind you, we have a lot of porn star sex. So during like rounds, he was inside of me and he did like the most sensual thing. Like he started from like, he kissed my forehead and was like, you're so sexy. Then he went down and had his arms around my waist. He was like, I love your little waist. Then he grabbed my ass and was like, I love this ass. Went to my thighs.
I thought he was going to say little waist and your big ass.
I mean, no. Then he went down and like was like, oh, and these thighs. I love your thighs. And he literally went down and like squeezed and semi-massaged each part of my body that he loved. Mm-hmm. He was like, and your tits. I love, like, and it was just like, ooh. Like,
what else?
Almost like some sort of like, almost like body worshiping in the middle of sex. And I was just like, and he was just all of these positive affirmations that he loved every bit of me. And I was just like,
you know, I'm so petty. Oh, I'll be the
middle. And what about my horrible decision? I'm going to let you know that this week's episode
my intelligence.
None other than Blue Chew. Now, fellas, I've been trying to help you out. I gave y'all the tip on beet juice, but here is something else to help you last longer in the bedroom. And please, yo lady. Guys, it's Blue Chew, okay? Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with Blue Chew. I've shared my story before about my experience with Blue Chew, and the guy went 10 rounds in the goddamn sex club, and that was with me. He also had sex with two other girls, but, you know, we're not going to get into that. Anyways, guys, Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day or night, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line. What they're going to do is give you like a survey to just see if it's, you know, something that works for you. Ladies, if you're trying to order it for your partner, you do need to ask them to answer these questions. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they are cheaper than the pharmacy. Best of all, no awkwardness. So right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free. That is free. Y'all know free shit is always, hey, it's lit. The only thing you do is pay $5 for shipping. So you're going to use our promo code WHOREIBLE at checkout. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code HORRIBLE, WHOREIBLE, and again, only pay $5 for shipping. Now, let's get on with the show.
Let's get to it. So, we have had a lot of episodes where experts have come on, and I know a lot of you are always like, where do I do this? Where do I do that? So, Ashley's here, Mandy's here, I'm here, we're slutsy, I was going to say sluts and whores, but I'm just sick with slut.
Okay.
It feels more fun.
That's funny, because it's still the same acronym for sex work.
What is?
SW, sluts and whores.
Is it OSW sluts and whores?
Sex workers, sluts and whores.
Sluts and whores.
Well, yes. I didn't know that, like, me being on Seeking Arrangement was sex work at the time. And, you know, I, too, have been up there. Mm-hmm. And so I thought we should go through really quickly. Anyone that's, you know, been out of work and needs some extra cash, I'm going to try to cite, if we can remember some, Mandy and I, episodes where you can reference.
Can I give a precursor first?
Yes.
Okay, so in light of recent events, if you are somebody that is, like everybody else, seeking supplemental income at this time, please understand that when you do enter into sex work, you need to respect it and the people that
say
are
that
involved
shit.
In it originally. Because like we have seen over the past few months with the explosion of OnlyFans and other online sex worker platforms, celebrities getting on board, it has become very sensationalized, but actual sex workers are still being shit on in the process.
Yeah.
The whole hierarchy.
Yeah. The whole hierarchy. So if you want to engage in it, you have to also understand that this is a legitimate, form of work for other people that do this outside of the pandemic and quarantine, and that it should be treated as such because it is a job. Sex work is a job.
But also it's one of those things, like even in the space that I am, outside of media, but me starting the trucking business, me doing this, I research it.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that maybe a lot of people just think, oh, I can just hop on OnlyFans, but it is important to see what your rights are when you do it, like how this will stay with you. The other sites that could potentially be posting what you think only subscribers.
Always read those.
Right. So I think it takes a lot into, if you are going to do any of these things that we do.
OnlyFans does tax information too.
Right. So you need to literally do your research on what you're going to owe at the end of the year.
Oh, we found out fucking Be Nasty got taxed, what, $25,000 a quarter or something?
Yeah, she said some crazy now,
would I like to be in that place where I could even pay taxes $25,000 a quarter? Absolutely. But
yeah,
it's taxed heavily, much like marijuana's recreational tax and shit like that.
I mean,
like,
essentially, you're an independent contractor, so exactly. You don't have taxes coming out. But trust me, trust and believe, although the government has their little shitty ways of not protecting sex workers, they still want to come in.
They want
that
cut.
Dollar.
They want that cut.
Yeah. Now, we got the accounting side, how you can hoe responsibly on your W
respect or 1099. Hoes responsibly.
Now, the number one I have is OnlyFans, and we all talk about it. We all know about it. We have some episodes you can reference with Be Nasty. Lena the Plug, Mandy did. I don't know what number it was, but it was a little bit a while ago. And then I saw that Lena on YouTube has some OnlyFans tips and tricks.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can go on there on YouTube and see how people market it. But the number one tip that I've read about, I don't have an OnlyFans, I know you guys do, is everybody talks about camera quality selling better.
Yes.
Like, I mean, that's why even for, and I mean, I just have a foot page. But my,
I'll be telling my friends.
You know what? So my, well, and it actually, that's one of the
best. So that's right. I mean, your OnlyFans doesn't have to have nudity.
Well, I bet with my man. So I told him he has to let me give him a foot job and I'm going to sell it on OnlyFans.
Please do.
So I am going to do a foot job finally, but that's why, like, I shot with Mr. Photographer. You guys can literally look up Photographer. We did an episode with him.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, camera quality is quite important and he makes it look good. Even when I'm out with my homegirl, B, shout out to her. She's a photographer. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, girl, you better catch these toes, bitch.
You got to.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I think quality is important.
And another tip they had, sorry, before you give us yours, Ashley.
Okay.
They talked about how, like 80% of OnlyFans girls do not have a consistent schedule.
I know.
And I know you were talking about how you be forgetting.
Yeah. I literally only have like 3 posts.
Bitch, I ain't gonna hold you. I got like 9.
So yeah. I guess like some girls will do Titty Tuesday or whatever, or how whatever they're doing. Toes Tuesday, I guess you could do. But basically they're saying
Taco Tuesday.
If you
Soul
have
Sundays.
A consistent date or like day of the week that you're going to post stuff, people feel more inclined to give you money because they know they're going to get that bang.
Kind of like how we rock with Patreon. And guys, if you don't know, on Patreon, you get 3 bonus episodes
we
every
do
month.
Not miss, ho. We've been doing them shits at 9 a.m. on Mondays. Do you have an OnlyFans tip that maybe you heard or are you new to it?
I'm not. I've had my account since quarantine started, but I haven't uploaded any content because I was like living in a place that didn't have good lighting for my camera, and also I just got a new phone. But my tip, because I actually did sign up for another tip is sign up for other people's OnlyFans so you can see what they're doing.
Right.
Because I also, when I signed up for some, I saw how they were doing it. This one person that I follow would consistently send out private videos that you can pay for.
Yes.
And like let you know they uploaded something and like be like, oh, like really be engaging.
Like it's like it's a social media platform.
Yeah, but like also they do it in the inbox. And that's a really big determinant of like drawing stuff. She's like, oh, like they'll send you like extra stuff in the inbox and you can pay to see it.
I have a guy that tips me $10 every time I post.
See, look.
And he just tips me $10.
He's like, bitch, we've been waiting for your ass.
Right. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
The second one I have, I feel like we could do a whole episode about this, honestly, one day. But Seeking Arrangement is an age-old app, and it's a sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby app. Now,
I would say to stay away from it now.
Yeah.
Well, I want to point out a few things because it's one of the most popular sugar baby apps. So a lot of people are looking for sugar daddies, right? They're sugar daddy for me. This one is the most widely used. However,
it's full of splendid
daddies. There are a lot of fake sugar daddies.
And scammers.
A lot of scammers asking for account information, so you have to be careful with that.
Yeah.
And the other thing about this app, too, there are rankings like platinum and different things where guys can pay extra, so they may be more inclined. But the one thing I'll say about Seeking Arrangement, I used it maybe
if you
like
signed up
8
with the college
years ago.
Email, it's free. You get a free premium account.
That's right.
Yeah.
College email. At the time, I remember I met a guy that owned a dealership in Orlando, and he was very nice looking. And like we went on a few dates. He gave me cash. We never slept together. But I remember him telling me like that he wanted me to be careful. The guy told me this. He was a nice guy.
Mm.
And he's like, you know, like I know you live downtown. He did as well. And he's like, be careful because – He's like, there's so many people that once they know the area that you're in, they could just easily find you. There's only a few buildings around this area. It's a small town, Orlando, right? How many luxury buildings are in downtown Orlando? I've got a dog. They see it in the picture. He's like, you could be walking. Mm-hmm. He's like, I uploaded my ID and the ID was expired and I still was able to get a page. He said, I didn't even realize it was expired until months later. And I was like, wow, I started all these.
And you don't have to actually pay for the background check on there either.
Right. Right. It's a very basic thing. So be careful with that one. The third one I have definitely used it, bruh. When I was working at the motherfucking mall, it was like I had an outfit ready to go for Where's Your Price. So I don't know what your situation is, if you want to go outside, if you're feeling comfortable with COVID, but whatsyourprice.com is a website where people can bid on dates with you. Hell, I think the best I ever got was $200.
And I've done this. Yeah.
And he expected to fuck me. The cheapest I ever took, I think, was $75. But my first What's Your Price date, I got played. He was black and he was young. So I was super excited. I don't know if I ever talked to you about it. I feel like we knew each other at that time. But anyway, he was cute and he bid on like a $50 date or something. And he took me to get sushi and he never paid me. And I remember thinking like, oh my God, like this is why they say you get the money first. And I really needed it. Now I ate for free, but like I think he thought because I was chill and we was on the same level.
And I want to tell you guys that too. Like, so not only are you being paid to go on a date, they also pay for the meal.
Yeah. That's right.
So like they're pretty much paying you to sit across from them and eat.
No, it's honestly free food. Like, have you ever done it?
I haven't done it. I don't know. The extent of that was like me just going through trying to do sugaring through like Tinder and like Bumble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what do you put on Tinder and Bumble?
Well, like I don't put that on there because they flag it because it's Sesta Fosta. So like Sesta Fosta still has a reach within like our dating apps and stuff as
they
well.
They did. Yeah. When I sent Ashley the outline and put a hashtag to help you guys with one of another tip I have, and it wouldn't even let me send it to her.
Like,
It said it went against the guidelines.
Also, on OnlyFans, I tried to, like, I'm trying to make it, like, cute where it's like, oh, this is this, because I like to take a lot of, like, nude selfies. So I was like, this is a nude selfie I took before I went to go meet this guy. And they said, you can't put meat on there.
Deleted it.
Special keywords. You can't.
Oh, wow.
That's how deep this shit is. That's how deep this shit is.
It was crazy. I sent it and it just kept rejecting it. So I had to send it to
him. Wow. Yeah.
So the next one I have before we get into the hashtag shit is MissTravel.com. Now, this is adjacent with Seeking and What's Your Price. This one's kind of random and a little more risky, but I just want to bring it up. You guys, obviously, safety needs to be a precaution with this. But if you don't care about going on a trip with an old-ass nigga, MissTravel.com is probably for you. How it works, you sign up, you upload photos. There's a travel dating community, millions of members, and they're going to basically
first
offer
class
you
dating.
Luxurious getaway. And there is apparently over 680,000 travel companions, 200,000 trips that were made. This has been in Vice, Cosmo, fucking Huffington Post, but it's very popular. And then they actually have testimonies from, and I don't mean to shit on her because I don't mean it like that, but.
You mean this white girl on the page?
She's a very regular, oh, I don't know where
I went. I saw her.
She was very like everyday looking white girl. And I don't want you guys to think you have to be this fucking Insta model looking chick, because I think a lot of us assume that. Like, there is a look that I always think about when I think sugar babies now, and it's like the LA Kardashian looking girl. But that's not necessarily the case. Like, it looks like a lot of these are normal guys too that may even have like a work trip they want to bring somebody on.
Right.
So, I mean, if you guys are the same place and you feel comfortable, but like they look normal. This looks like a Tinder pic.
It does. They look the same age.
They do. So it's like, it's tricky, but maybe it ain't. You know, do y'all want to go to Tulum?
Well, I was gonna say at this point, bitch, the
they had Stonehenge in this photo.
The NBA season almost over. Football, I don't know if it's gonna start. Y'all better go ahead and just slide in them DMs and get your little free trip to Mexico.
What else you
Because that's where everybody going is Mexico.
But some people don't have the access to like those NBA player type of niggas. Like we all.
Yeah, I haven't been approved for Raya yet.
Right? You just gotta, I'll send even you the friendship thing.
Okay, even though my friend like literally was like, oh, I'll send you like the invitation, and I didn't help with her because I'm still like on the waiting list. And I was like, well, Nicole Byer was on it for like 3 years.
Mine took a minute. So Ryan,
I want her on the show so bad. I love
don't
her.
You?
I'm obsessed I love with her.
You have Nicole Byer energy.
I love
you
it.
You do. And I, she
have
has,
you listened to Why Don't You Date Me?
Why Don't You Date Me?
So guys,
we normally don't do like the super other podcast shout outs,
yes.
But I've been listening
cross emotional special.
It's
episode.
Actually yeah. really good. So why don't you date me by Nicole Byer?
I think she was exclusive for a while to like Stitcher or something.
Yeah, but it's on like Apple Podcasts now. Yeah. I listen to it and I think she's great.
So yeah. The next one we talked about with Fairy Home Mother briefly, and I just want to give you the because she used the term cuddle buddy, mm-hmm. but the site is Cuddle Comfort, and you can log in from Facebook if you want. But basically, you sign up for free, and you search for the nearest cuddle buddy. And
no, I looked into this when I first moved here for my internship.
Really?
I sure did, but it did not look this slick.
You know what I actually kept running across? So when I first moved to New York, it was 2012. This was when Craigslist was still out. So in order to find bartending gigs, mm-hmm. I would look on Craigslist. And Craigslist actually had a lot of these things where you would be either the host or you would be one of the women to just be in a room.
Yeah.
And you got paid literally to kind of flirt or kick off. And I found out later they were fucking sex clubs.
Yeah.
But they paid women just to be in the space. And you did have to be a certain size, send your picture and stuff like that.
Do you know what that was? I hate to say it, but that was our trip to hedonism. Think about it. I mean, hiring people that you know are going to be fluid, that are attractive, they're fun, and you're put in that place, and that you might fuck, you might not, they don't know, but they're going to make sure your motherfucking ass there.
Okay, so I have something to share.
Oh.
It's not as, you know, glossy as hedonism, but there are sex clubs here that do that. And it's not cool. Yeah, because... Because usually with sex clubs.
Yes.
I know with like sex parties now because it's curated, they're not as like,
Because I feel like sex parties strict. Are different. Like.
Yeah, because they're curated, but like sex clubs, they're like, they used to be like, you have to have a woman with you. You can't come as a man by yourself.
But that's,
which I understand. I think that's
but now they're like, oh, we'll just charge them more.
Well, for one night a week, normally. Yeah.
But then they'll show up.
Yes.
The ones that aren't really regulated, they'll be there all the time by themselves, spending like 150, whatever.
Literally.
But, one of the ones I went to, I responded to an ad on FetLife because they were looking for staff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Get there and I'm talking to her about my domming experience. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, she's like, are you used to being in this kind of environment? I was like, I'm used to watching people get shit on. Like, this is fine. And then like, she was like, okay, so we're going to do, then she explains to me what it was. And I think that was like really shitty that she waited until I got there to explain what it was. Basically, you have to pretend like you're one of the swingers.
Yeah.
And then you have to go.
That's what the Craigslist ad was.
Yeah.
And then my God.
Yes.
And then pretend hoe. Yes. Right here.
But the girls there literally were like very homely, but then also like they're not getting paid as much. When she told me how much they would get paid, I was like, to do what? And she was like, these girls are literally fucking all these dudes that like feel like they're not included and they're getting paid $150 for the entire night.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so exploitative. Then the one girl I was talking to, she's like, I just need to pay for my Vicodin for my back injury. I was like, girl, please. There's another way.
Go like, this fund is so, you, bitch.
Yes. But yeah, it can be from what y'all said, but all the way down to like, oh, y'all can just pretend. Like,
just pretend you're going to fuck.
That's so disappointed.
Those are the ads that I was finding.
See?
And I was just like, so they're
this is fucked up, but also I would do it.
No, literally, they made sure to let you know you don't have to play, but we want you to come in and be fun like you would play.
I responded to a Craigslist ad like that to be a host, and they were very upset. Even the guy that responded to me for the post was just like, why are you not fucking nobody? Oh. And then, like, he was trying it. He was like, oh, so, like, I noticed that you're, because they was like an audition. There were like three other girls, and so I'm like trying to be bubbly and cute and stuff. I'm like, okay, our titties are out, but I was told that I didn't have to fuck nobody, so I'm having a great time. And then he's like, well, all the guys are like talking about you and it seems like you're in first place for the host gig, but I kind of want to save you for myself. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I noticed you're not fucking nobody. Like, what's the deal? Are you got a man or something? I was like, oh, this is what's going on. So like, I like left after that. And
the deal is that I'm here for the host position. Yeah. That didn't include me being a hoe.
I was told multiple times that I didn't have to fuck anybody and I didn't. And so, but sometimes it's expected, especially when you get there, they start being pushy. So that's why on Craigslist, you gotta be careful. But I see those.
That's why my
friends love me.
Yes.
I bring them around the niggas.
Yes.
And I be letting them know you ain't gotta fuck, but if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But like there's literally no pressure.
Yeah.
But they be with the shit.
I went out with one of the, an old guest from this show who's definitely a hoe for show.
Hey.
And I'll never forget. She takes me out and she was like, girl, I know you ain't gonna fuck none of these niggas. She was like, this is my little square friend. And I was like, oh my God, like I host a sex podcast.
Oh my God.
But also like, no.
Everybody calls me square too. It's fine. Like I literally work in a dungeon, but okay, I'll be the square bitch for you.
Like, it's a weird thing.
I'm the homie.
Oh,
so I'm the homie with all the nasty stories.
I'm the one too, but so how does that make me a square?
I think it's because like some
dorky or something.
No, maybe some are like, they want you to be Selena Powell-esque.
Yeah.
But I'm more like,
Selena Powell gets people caught up. I don't really,
you know,
like I respect her, but I'm not going to have my friend in no situation where I'm like, girl, I got to come get you.
I'll have to ask him if I could share it on the podcast, but I have a voice memo that she sent. Did you get sent that voice memo too?
Mm-mm.
Oh, to a mutual friend of ours. And she's a fucking hot mess. Anyway, yeah, with the cuddle comfort thing, you can be a pro cuddler, by the way. Mm-hmm. People can book sessions with you and you can apply on the platform. So,
yes.
FinDom, we had Mr. Smarley come on here. We've had Lisa Spliffson.
Oh my God.
Carmen Stephens. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, they talked about Twitter, the hashtag PayPig, hashtag FemDom, hashtag FinDom. Gonna be honest with you, obviously we can't speak from experience. You guys loved Marley's episode.
Yeah.
I know she has an academy. Hey, it's a black owned business. It's a Patreon platform where basically she can teach you how to dom.
Mm-hmm.
I think she does some live stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to add that specifically with the hashtags, I think basically she'll tell you how to get people to ask. You do have to pay, obviously, your mistress to have her teach you.
Yes.
But I think it's really important that it seems like one of the easiest things to do. I think this is a great investment into trying to figure out basically how to do it. So the next one
wait, first of all, I'm sorry.
Go.
It's great, but be careful because I've noticed this entire rise of these weird,
the fake girl, they will literally have you. And I think I shared the story. No, mm-hmm. They'll have you still humiliate them and, Mrs., can I answer this? Mrs., can I ask you a question? And literally, they'll pry you into turning them on by being mistreated and still not give you money.
But also, annoyed by responding.
No, but also, it's fake pages, though.
It is.
Like, the Twitter's all signed up, like, and they're called, like, pay pigs or whatever the fuck, and they'll reach out to you. I'm looking for a sugar baby. I'm looking for a FinDom.
Yeah.
And that happens on my Instagram and that happens on Twitter.
She tells you how to navigate through those pages as well because she basically won't even, like, talk through that situation, but
I'm not even talking to nobody unless they send me money. Like, and even right now, I have a man,
but that's like weird too, because that's like the thing. If you've noticed, like, the backlash they have against like people on these sites, that's why I brought up Tinder and Bumble, because I don't put any of that stuff in my bio for obvious reasons, but the way that they treat women on there that actually are like, either they think might do it, even like on the Pure app, I'm not paying for pussy. There's so many scammers on here. I'm not, you know, no escorts, please, because they've been finding other ways.
Right.
It's just like,
right.
Yeah. So it's like, you have to be careful. I'm sorry.
And the fact that niggas act like they're too good for an escort. Like, listen, trust me, they're mostly probably too good.
Niggas
for you.
Just don't want to be tricked.
Okay. I want to tell y'all, and then we can move on. I looked into finding a male escort.
Yes, bitch! Trick on these niggas!
I looked into it. What'd and it find? Is not easy. It is not easy.
I'm telling you,
it's
y'all.
It's not easy.
This is a field. If you have a big fucking dick.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is DM King Nazir or King Noir.
But now I know that. I didn't know that before.
Oh,
Mandy.
Yeah. Go ahead and hit up King Nazir with that big old dick.
King Nazir, King Noir, these are like up there escorts that like everybody, like, not that they're unreachable, but like the access to more. How is it only them two niggas? There's more niggas in this world.
I did my Googles. There's more gay male escorts.
There's a lot of gay male escorts.
But the ones that are like the straight ones, they all kind of look really big and beefy and weird. But also the ones that like are on the lower sites, I wouldn't fuck them for free.
See?
Okay. See, that was so rude.
No, that was valid.
I got close to setting up with one, and he dropped the ball because he started with some transphobia shit. He was like, so are you a trans woman? I'm so serious.
No.
Yeah. And he was like, 'cause I only fuck pussy. And I was like, I don't care what I have. Like, if I'm paying you and you've agreed to this, I don't understand
fuck
why,
pussy.
Like,
it's a pussy down there. I can understand.
Even if it's a pussy. So it's still,
but that's what I was saying.
I can understand I wanted to fuck someone in the ass if it's a man, but if
Yeah, but like, I let him know in my little weird, like, way of like, hey, so like, I'm a sex worker too. And like, you have other peers that are sex workers that are trans. I don't think that this is something you should be doing, especially since they're in more danger than you, but this is not going to work. So I didn't hire him. He was on board. We were like planning it. And I was like,
this for sure. Oh, it's his choice, which I understand it is.
But don't have that choice on me. Like, I don't have to be subjected to that. Yeah.
The last four, I'm going to run down quick. I know we're short for time, but selling socks and underwear, we've talked about.
Hell yeah.
Google places to do that. There's one I want to mention before Ashley gets into her last two. Mm-hmm. Men offering security to sex workers. We saw this on Bonding, okay?
Yeah.
Bonding is a Netflix show. It was only 15 minutes each. Yeah. And I think she gave him 10 or 20% of her. I don't know what percentage someone would give you or if they give you a flat rate, but mm-hmm. if you're a man that feels like you can protect a woman or just even being in that space, she paid her gay best friend mm-hmm. to just be there and be like, I need you in case they try to attack me or kill me. He's like, bitch, what am I supposed to do? But if you feel like, you know, you can help these women, if you've been nightclub security or whatever, like, protect these sex workers, hit them up if you see them on Twitter and be like, just send a message like, hey, I would love to be there on standby, I can be outside, just anything I can do for you.
Escorts do that, like,
a lot. And you have Chatterbait, and you talked about making money on there, like, what's about that?
Chatterbait, quickly enough, in a nutshell, it is like a webcam sex site, but it's a lot more open, so it's like, the barrier to entry is pretty low. You can just set up with a camera and stuff. There's a lot of people that turn that into a business, better camera quality.
Right.
They have better toys to play with. You can set it up to like, people can pay to like control your toys and stuff. And the way in which I've been using it, especially during early in quarantine, was just watching other couples like do things together, because I was literally isolated. So I'm like paying them $10 to make out, paying them $10 to cuddle.
Oh my God.
Suck his dick. And like just sitting there telling, oh, you look so nice, you look so pretty. And then she led me to her OnlyFans and I signed up there. But it's just like, it's a really good way, especially if you're not trying to get into like the OnlyFans stuff, because I have a lot of friends who have done Chatterbait, but there's not really a trace left behind.
Okay.
You get to keep most of the money, and it's like, it's organized in a way where if you want anonymity, it's a lot easier.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
And I also love that you've paid for it. I pay for shit as well. And like, I think that that's such a thing like, oh my God, we're women, like niggas are going to be on our dicks. So like, why would we pay? But this is a time where like shit is kind of weird. It's not like we have as much access to meet men. We can't go to the club. We don't even feel as safe going to meet someone on a fucking Tinder date.
Yeah.
So I think that's a dope one. And what's Night Flirt?
Oh, my God. Okay, so Night Flirt is something I recently learned about from my friend Gervais. Bless you.
Thank you.
She does a really good job on there. So it's kind of old school with the phone sex.
I just realized Mandy just sneezed for the first time during Corona. And I'm like, so what?
I sneezed before. And I turned away and come over there. You know what I mean?
No, but like Night Flirt is kind of, it's more of a comprehensive site. So you can do camming, but like I don't choose to do it because if I have a chat option where I get paid per volley and also I get paid per minute on the phone, like I'm not going to be like, you know, putting all this extra effort into doing a cam. But it's really cool because, it's set up in a way where it's kind of organized like Chatterbait. It's a low barrier to entry, and there's a lot more control over like your back end as to who has access to you, how much money you make. And there's a lot of couples that like to go on and do phone sex stuff where they're having sex on the phone for people.
Okay.
Yeah. So like if you and your
He need to learn how to sext.
Yes.
Like he don't know how to sext text.
That's all nigga shit.
He be like,
for sure. The majority of
or like, I be like, ooh, hell, I want to molest you.
Hell yeah.
And lick all in that ass.
I want to molest him.
Is that bad? Am I not supposed to tell him I want to molest him? Is that, so you don't like me saying that? You don't like me? Well, anyway, I want to molest my nigga.
By definition.
Okay, well, him, I do, but he's giving me consent to molest him. I don't know. But anyway, I be like, ooh, I want to lick all over you and do this and do that. Girl, the nigga send the heart reaction.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sir, I need something back from you.
But if
you
want to do that,
I can't, I hate the reaction. I think he just learned how to do it.
Yeah.
So that's what he does. He just reacts to everything.
It's like when my mom figured out how to do it in the group chat. I was like, you need to stop. Just respond.
No, like my other homeboy, he just found GIFs. So now that's all we communicate with
it's
is
like,
GIFs.
Yo, and it
don't do it. Cause it's just,
oh my God, dude, Benson behind the camera looks like he's about to explode.
What's the problem?
He looks
Benson?
Like a shaken up.
Yeah,
it is GIF.
It's GIF.
It is GIF.
Okay.
All right, y'all.
It's not Jiffy Lube.
But no, Night Flirt is a good, like, if you're not somebody that wants to be out here like that, you want to still contain that privacy, you completely set up another thing. And,
Night Flirt.
N-I-T-E-F-L-I-R-T.
Bro, these niggas need to pay us.
It's a very good, like, passive income.
And this like, is all to me,
I'm
like,
fucking with it.
Some of them obviously can be main gigs, but I think
also
everybody
the chat is really fun too, because like you can just have your laptop up and be doing other stuff, and they're just chatting with you, and you're getting paid for each chat they send back to you.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's what the volleys are. So that's why you got to keep them going, because like, and the majority of my clients.
And then what?
Yeah, the majority of my clients have been a lot of, you have to also recognize what you're like able to offer. So Gervais let me know that with somebody that looks like me, a lot of white men like to have the forced bisexuality fantasy. They like being, so I'll like make one up. And also I have clients that want to help me gain weight. They want to be feminized or like, like cisified.
They're feeders, whatever.
Not really. Like, they want me to help them gain weight so that they can look like a BBW.
Help them gain weight.
Yeah, so they can look like a BBW.
That is hilarious.
This football player, he's like really handsome, but he's like, I want to be a BBW so bad. Like, I go into Torrid sometimes. I'm just like, I don't look like that yet. And so, like, I set up a diet plan for
him.
Excuse
me?
Yeah, and I let him know, I was like, every time you order this,
you set up a diet plan?
Cause he wanted to gain as much weight as possible.
Eat, nigga, eat. Yeah. And drink.
I was like, you need to order this. And
nigga,
you need to tell
me what you heard of bread?
No, like, he wants me to tell him, like, what to eat and how to eat. So
that
he can,
is
like,
hilarious.
Yeah, but it's fun. I get paid.
You got paid to tell a nigga what to eat.
Yeah, so that he can be a big
Yo,
bitch.
Yo, listen, this is so how easy it is. Y'all do not even have to open your motherfucking
Y'all
lid.
Are welcome. You don't. And you know what? This is our gift to you.
Yeah.
Your listens count as our ad dollars. Yeah. Ashley just told y'all that all you gotta do is be a fake trainer.
Literally.
And tell a nigga to eat some beef.
Both.
I told him to eat pizza. I was like, get you two large pizzas and eat both of those niggas tonight.
Ashley, oh just know, guys, when I tell y'all she's dope, you need to follow her. Ashley, before we get out of here,
yeah.
We're not gonna have time for a home mail, but before we get out of here, let our audience know once again where they can find you, where they can follow you, and all your little goodies.
You can find me on Instagram at Ashley Chubby Bunny. That's A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, Chubby Bunny. That's all one word. I recently started getting into Twitter, so I'm just Ash Chubby Bunny on there. I'll be looking at Mandy and everybody else with their host story.
We're gonna post her Twitter in case you can't figure out how to spell Ashley, because it's a different kind of Ashley.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm really glad you came because
yeah, same.
It's funny. When I hit up Mandy, I was like, I want to have Ashley. I know we shouldn't talk about, like, the body positivity again.
Yeah,
like,
we don't have to.
But Ashley is such a great additive to the conversation, and I love your rants. I watched an hour while cooking the other day. I can't believe I watched it. I just sat my phone on speakerphone while she went off about housing, and I was like, this is great.
This is wild.
Netflix is getting dry for me.
It is.
And I like real content now.
It is. I want y'all, again, follow Ashley and support everything she's doing. You also post a lot about, if you're in New York City, a lot of, like, the marches, the ways you can support sex workers.
Oh, yeah, the sex worker march just happened with SX Nori. Y'all gonna see her soon.
Yes, y'all I'm gonna see her, whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's super dope. Also, guys, be sure if you want to support us and you want to listen to more episodes of Horrible Decisions, become a patron at patreon.com/horrible decisions. Mm-hmm. We are gonna leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. Also, it's Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, regardless of the day. After you listen to Horrible Decisions, you can go over and listen to my new podcast, Period Sis.
Yes.
We are talking, oh my God.
I love it already.
Listen, we have sexual assault coming, so there is going to be a trigger warning on that. We talk about codependency.
Mm-hmm.
Dating as a single mother is coming up, so there's just definitely a lot of conversations that y'all can tune in, and it's only 30 minutes. So.
30 minutes is a perfect time frame. I do about 55 on For Fact's Sake. We've got some about the mail. I know the USPS is going to shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a 90 Day Fiancé one. I have no idea how I'm going to do this, but I'm so tired of y'all talking about 90 Day Fiancé. I know you want me to accent, but I'm going to do. And my co-host does them even better than me. So check those out. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. I thought we were about to start just resharing just how differently we started sucking
Honestly,
dick.
Honestly, when I start getting fucked in the ass, I feel like that will be the point where I'm like,
you already had anal sex, bro. The head
went
in.
Barely little
If a nigga sticks the tip in your pussy, you fucked, right? Didn't we say
no,
that?
No, bitch. You don't.
So if the nigga put the tip in, that's not fucking.
Trust me, I wish I had anal, but I really don't feel like I did. Because it wasn't like stroking. Like when I watch porn, I'm like,
How did you
I
not
do that.
Have anal and you were whole ass walking around the house with bejeweled butt plugs?
Because his dick was wider than that.
All right. You like to sit here and say you ain't had no motherfucking anal
I'm just thinking,
sex.
If you're not fucking my ass, like fucking my ass, you know what I'm saying? However,
like turning it into a pussy. I told you that
I'm
shit.
I'm thinking about this dude. I got my pussy ate just like a random night, whatever. Like my man was in the Hamptons. I was chilling. So I got my pussy ate and it was like really subpar, but it was just a fun time. And it was a guy that ate my pussy before and he wanted to do it. And I was like, it's salty, but you can have it. So
you did not say it's salty, bitch.
Yes, I did. I was fucked up. It was like 4 a.m. I like did some fucking mushrooms and I was just like on a cloud and I was like, whatever. I don't even care. But I didn't really want to fuck. So when he ate my pussy, I didn't want to fuck because his dick was small, but he's really good looking. And I was like, you know what? He could fuck me in the ass.
Wait, that was just so funny.
Why?
That was so funny to me.
Like, why?
I don't know. Like, wait, he's so fine, but his dick is little. What's crazy is, you know, I'm shallow. So I'd have had, like, I love good looking niggas. But when they dick is small, you can't say hi to me when I walk past you again.
Bro, I ran into this nigga at a fucking, it was called Crisis Bar in Brooklyn, okay? And he was looking good as fuck. And I don't even like braids like that. But you know what? They're kind of like, you know how Dave East has braids? And like, it's like that. They're like clean, nice looking braids. And like, he's so, like, such a Harlem nigga. But like, his dick was little. And I was like, you know what? He's like, you still got a nigga? I was like, yeah, but my nigga don't, ain't worried about you. And he was like, good, I ain't worried about him. What's up? But I was like, I can't fuck this little dick nigga, but I can sit on his face. So he was like, let me taste it real quick. And I was like, it's salty. And he was like, I don't care.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, he ate my salty.com pussy. And the entire time, I was like, he could fuck me in the ass one day. Right? Like, that's what they're for. Did you tell him this? I mean, I told him that I might have something I can use him for. And he was like, what you about to make an OnlyFans? I honestly like didn't really so let me thought into
let me
until
ask
now.
You a question, and this is super random. See what happens, guys, when we go 9 hours without recording in the middle of fucking recording. So let me ask you: would you consider double penetration with a small dick nigga in your ass?
Yes. Did anyone really? Not hear me this week on the episode? I want more. I've been training, bitch. I just left tennis. I'm ready for more dicks.
Wait. So. Is this a conversation that you had with him or no?
Who? The dude?
The little dick nigga and yo nigga.
My nigga will never, like, he's never going to do DP with me. Honestly, the only thing I'll be
Has
able to
do.
Has
he ever done DP? Is that something that maybe he's just not into, or he just won't do it with you?
He's just done, like, spit roast shit. He's never done DP with somebody. But he said he's definitely, like, fucked chicks with his boys. But the only chance I think I'll get into getting another dick in my mouth with him, he wasn't completely opposed to couple swapping, but the idea of like me fucking another guy with him, he doesn't like. He'd rather me fuck someone else alone, like do my thing, which I get.
But
he's like really not into that. You know, he's like, I like being with you with a chick, like being with another nigga just really, and I don't want to really see you with another nigga, like, you know. But I think there was a cute ass couple that I sent him. And, like, the dude looked chill. His girl was fine. I was like, what about them? He was like, nah. And then he's like,
Did he give a reason?
If the like, mood was right. He didn't give a reason. He just said nah at first. And then seconds later, he's like, I don't know. We chilling. We fucked up. Yeah, probably.
So that's actually a question I have now. So when you're with a partner and you guys are deciding on someone to bring in. Look at me adding a threesome question as if we haven't had these the whole fucking 4 years of the show.